He's banned from every PGA Superstore for life. His most used club is a ball retriever. He brags about the top courses he's played on a simulator. He uses a rangefinder just to measure his putts. He once shot a 72 on the front nine. He's so bad at golf, it's almost inspiring. He is the worst golfer in the world.
I don't always take driver, but when I do, I slice it into somebody's house.
There's a couple of those golf things that are out there, dude. That is just hilarious.
Yeah. All right, glad you're with us, 631. You want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Someone says, can you play the race sound? Yes, we're going to play that in just a second. And is there a video of the lady watching a horse? Yes, it's all over social media.
Just look up Cherie, C-H-E-R-I-E-D-E-V-E-A-U, I believe.
Someone, Ron says she was saying, oh, my God. Maybe that's what it was. You could clearly see what she was saying. I can't remember what it was, but that's it. You know, that's... It was fun to watch her just lose her mind. 661-1037. Thanks to everybody who put Los Angeles on our text line when we see you or talk to you in the morning for the first time, and on Facebook as well. Chris Kane joins us. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What a weekend.
Yeah, listen, I know that you're a hockey man.
Oh, yeah.
So you were paying attention to the Canadiens.
I am rooting for them the rest of the way. That was my stepdad's team. He's from Montreal.
Is that right?
So, yeah. No, I grew up a Stars fan, still a Stars fan because of our proximity to Dallas. But we're out, so I'm all in on the Canadiens now. Go Habs.
Did you hear the guy losing his mind on the call? So I presume that's the one I heard. I was driving in yesterday, and it was somebody losing his mind, so it had to, because that was an overtime, right?
No.
Extra period?
Well, it was the previous game.
Well, maybe I heard it yesterday.
Tampa won the previous game in overtime at Montreal, and then Montreal won yesterday.
How did you say that?
What?
Say that again, Montreal.
Montreal.
Okay, is that when you first said it, sort of came out like Montreal? Montreal. Yeah, anyway, so you had hockey going on, you had NBA action, you got college sports going on. Yeah, horse racing.
Oh, I mean, the Kentucky Derby, what a thrilling finish that was. Not just the watching the reaction of the trainer, but, I mean, just the positioning and the aerial footage you get now of these races to be able to really be able to see how the movements happen.
I tell you.
The inner workings of those movements.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible.
I'm going to tell you, is it Golden Tempo? Is that what it is? Golden
Tempo.
It went so wide. It's just like somebody made the comment. I think it was one of the broadcasters said, I like to measure to see what the measurement was on how far the horse actually went.
Yeah, how many feet he actually ran.
Yeah. And what makes that great for horse racing is that you don't have to know a thing about horse racing. Know that a woman, it's the first time this ever happened for her. And you got two brothers. Yeah. And what are they, the Ortiz brothers?
Ortiz, Jose, and Aaron.
He's thinking, Ortiz won. He's thinking, I got this thing. He looks to his right. It's my brother. He just beat me. It's okay. You know.
Depending on all family dynamics, it's okay. You know, it depends. But no, that was incredible. What a great weekend. Hey, you mentioned a moment ago, but how about the softball team going down, beating Texas, defending champs on the road?
Never beaten Texas in Austin.
Huge
and not
win.
Beat them once, but beat them twice. And I'm telling you, this team's got a little bit different swagger to them.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be, you know, they seem to find the pitching when they need it, the hitting when they need to. Everybody up and down the lineup can hit. So could this be the year, Roger? Could it be the year after 5 years?
I think now that you have mentioned to me that you are going to be in London and Amsterdam.
More likely.
Yes.
More likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the further you get, the more you've mentioned, the further you get away from the stadium, our jinx is not happening. Yeah.
You know, it was the first year that I was at, I think I was at SEC, the baseball tournament. Yeah, Roger, maybe both of us were there.
We were.
And I decided I'm going to try to get to Fayetteville to watch, is it Texas? I don't know if that was the first year or not. But I get all the way there and they lose the Super Regional to Texas.
You will gladly give up going to it if it meant them winning it.
Oh, sure. But
but then the baseball team, I mean, who was telling us weeks ago, Raj, hey, don't sell your stock on this team just yet.
Yes.
And Baz, I think
he's
always
the guy. You know, he's always
it's looking more promising now.
Yeah,
than
so
it was
we'll
a
see
month
what
ago.
With yeah. Camden Kozul today. And can we play that clip one more time? But there's two clips.
There's the
you can probably play
which
it, Raj.
One is it?
There's Phil Elson's call, which is really good. He calls him a hero. And the other one is the TV one where you can hear the crowd noise a little bit better. I mean, that crowd went crazy. And then the fact that he fouled off like five foul balls. And then the batter before that, I can't remember his name now. He did the same thing, fouled off about 5 or 10 or maybe 9 foul balls to hang in there.
Ball launched deep left field. Aloy's done it again.
No, that's Aloy, which he blasted one a mile, a country mile, as they say. Go ahead, Trenton.
And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's gone. A walk-off winner for Christian Turner.
That's a good cry. I mean, that place was going nuts.
You know what I was thinking about? Let it breathe. Did he hear that? Did he hear nothing?
Yeah, he did.
Perfect.
I was watching that, listening to that, and thinking, you know, with them getting a drop in tennis, and people are complaining that no one supported, no one did this and all that. But to this team, this Razorback team, they are completely supported by everybody that can, the Razorbacks. Stadium's always sold out, all that and this and that, and they still, they don't always make profits.
You know, I was thinking, too, think about this. You know, if you like football or basketball, football, let's use it. You got one game you go to, and it's 3 hours long, and boom. If you're following the baseball team, you have three-hour games. It's a lot.
A week.
It's a commitment.
Yeah. We're going to go back and do it again. Well, we just did it yesterday. We've done it three times
now. And
that's
just the series. That's not the non-conference game typically played on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it is a big commitment, and it's a lot of
And the Razorbacks have committed fans.
Yeah, they sure do. Jamie Price, who is from the Grove, former Ole Miss All-American. He said, I got to experience a Razorback celebration yesterday on the walk-off. What a great series it always turns out to be. You know, I was looking at that, Jamie, and according to the numbers, Arkansas has had Ole Miss's number when it comes to the series of the last five series. Let me see where it is. I was reading here today. I think the last four or five. Here it is. Let's see here. Oh man, I gotta find that because I did not realize that Arkansas has.
I saw it too. I thought it was maybe 7.
Yeah, it was. They beat us in the World Series a few years ago, but when it comes to the series that we're doing, we've had the edge, for sure. By the way, the ladies softball, Roger, they start at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Wednesday, they will take on the winner of Kentucky and Mississippi State. Did you find Christian? Did you find the horse race yet?
I did find the horse race. I could not find a call where somebody went crazy on the hockey.
Let's see if Chris Kane can
I'll
figure
look,
that
I'll
out.
Look and
yeah,
see if I can
let's
find
play.
It.
Let's see if you got the horse race ready to play.
Yeah.
It's here. Where's it pick up at, by the way?
It's final stretch, pretty much.
Okay, let's because Roger made the point. At what point does the
track announcer.
Track announcer call out the name? I mean, at some point you do, but how
well,
far back?
When he does it first, you know he's got to name them all as they come out of
can
the
he see,
gate.
Can he see him?
And then it's just the way that you might say, and I'm not saying he might go, yada, 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 head of a pace, this and that, and pulling up the rear, Golden Temple. You know, one of those type things. Not that that's what he said verbatim, but go ahead, Christian.
Further ado is getting going on the far outside with Commandment. They're both putting in their runs as they arrive into the final furlong. O'Sally is also gaining ground on the far outside as they come to the last 16th of a mile. Denon Bourbon in front. O'Sally, the huge long shot. Renegade and Golden Temple are closing two. Here's Golden Temple.
Yeah,
Kentucky Derby.
He barely said it one time. I don't think he said it until the very end. He goes.
He didn't say it until he took the lead.
Yeah, he didn't say it until right there because he said Golden Temple.
We saw those two coming up.
But he didn't. But I'm saying at some point does he? I was wondering if he spotted him. But he didn't. He just waited until he got right up.
Yeah.
Hit that one more time. Let's hear the very end of it again.
Further ado is getting going on the far outside with Commandment. They're both putting in their runs as they arrive into the final furlong. O'Sally is also gaining ground on the far outside as they come to the last 16th of a mile. Denon Bourbon in front. O'Sally, a huge long shot. Renegade and Golden Temple are closing two. Here's Golden Temple. Golden Temple. And Sheree.
Because he saw Renegade, so he had, you know, he's thinking, well, Renegade's good. So it's Renegade Golden Temple, you know, Golden Tempo. Right. He knew that he had to say them both because it was Tempo you could see was going to, wow.
Well, the cool part, I mean, when in watching it and hearing him, it was like when he saw it, and they were still neck and neck, and there's something that happened right there at the end for him to give it all to Golden Tempo and know that Golden Tempo was going to win before they crossed anyway. And maybe the audio didn't sync up with what I saw.
Well, it was Golden Tempo. Tempo was dead last, right? At whatever point.
Renegade was, I mean, bumped.
Did you see how bad Renegade got hit, Chris? I mean, it was a mauling. Yeah. Frank Fletcher texted me and said, did you see that? Just wonder what would have happened if he had not gotten beat up that way. What'd you find out on the Ole Miss stat?
The Ole Miss series, Arkansas clinched its sixth consecutive weekend series against Ole Miss. Third consecutive weekend series played inside Baumwalker. 2022, 2024, 2026.
Yeah, Justin Moore would be, he loves beating Ole Miss. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kamen Kojal, when we asked him at the beginning of the year, I think he said Ole Miss was probably his favorite one to win. Also today, a little bit later on, I'm going to throw out some rock bands that have never hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. What's the one that we know the best?
Roger? CCR.
CCR, yeah. So the CCR.
Tommy always pointed that out. They always had a lot of number twos.
CCR is not on this list, but it will. When you see the bands, you'll be stunned. Also, a big day in my life when I was a young man that on this day 58 years ago, 1968, a special sandwich debuted at McDonald's. Which I grew to be a young football player.
Let's see if Christian knows it. Christian, do you know the
song?
Well, yeah. Of this.
Well, I mean, is this the Big Mac?
It is. Okay. It is the Big Mac.
Do you know it?
Wow.
Do you know it?
Something sesame seed buns.
No,
I don't know.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay, really? Okay.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, we want somebody to call in and do it. Yeah. What do we have to give
661-1037. That was a very creative.
You just knew it.
I mean, there's a lot of ingredients on that burger.
That's exactly right. 661-1037. 661-1037.
I still don't know, you know,
it's such a great burger.
Special sauce.
Yeah, what did they say that was? Here we go. Let's just
on a sesame seed bun, right?
That's part of it.
Hello, who's this?
To all beef patty.
Hi, this is Randall.
Randy?
Randall, yes, sir.
Randall, let's hear it, and we'll see if we got something for you. If not, you'll be a class president for the day. Give the youngsters the song, please.
Man, you got them two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Boom! That's right. That's right. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. What was that special? Oh, thank you. What was that special? Was it?
I think it's like it's almost like Thousand Island dressing.
I think it's
like ketchup and mayonnaise.
I mean, what a nasty mess of good
and
that thing was.
I think it was the first time we saw a piece of bread in the middle of a burger. You know, because it was a triple decker.
Yes.
Two patties.
Did it have chopped lettuce?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can taste it right now.
It contains no ketchup or tomato products in the sauce.
What is the sauce?
The sauce is often compared to Thousand Island, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But the signature pink orange from paprika.
Okay.
According to the
well, that helps the color.
They're
sure.
not playing around.
It's a mayo based sauce.
Well, they're not going to give it out. Obviously.
No, obviously.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What are we thinking?
Special sauce.
So we know there's got to be something. So whatever.
But no ketchup.
No ketchup. Listen, no ketchup. My Samantha and them were coming back from. That's just something about McDonald's and their fries. And Samantha and them are coming back from seeing their father in Abilene. And they just had to. Her sister Jody just had to have some McDonald's fries. So they had to stop there on their way to get some of those. Just nothing like that. I haven't had a Big Mac, and I couldn't tell you how long.
Every once
after the double came along from Wendy's, I went that route.
So you know what? Still the special burger it always was. Started back in 1968.
It sure is, brother. 1968.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing. Have it? No, that was a different one. Anyway.
Someone said, did you guys keep up with the Hands on the Hyundai contest in Totsuck? I did not. Are they still doing it?
They're still doing it. Hold on. No, I know they're still doing the competition. I don't know if they're still on the truck. Let me look.
Oh, we saw the winner of the Raptor. Going on down at Oakline, you saw that going on.
Oh,
they gave that truck away Saturday.
Yeah,
you know,
you
I
know
just
the,
saw some pictures. No,
gotcha,
I didn't
gotcha,
know
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha, gotcha,
saw
gotcha.
That one. Wonder how it went with Ricky Springfield. How did that go?
Yeah, if you went to that concert, let us know on that. I mean, it was packed. I don't think there probably was an empty seat in that deal. I think I saw Sam Pittman was there. You know, Sam was there. Sam probably has his own chair, special Sam
probably
Pittman chair. It's where he and Jamie sit because they've been to more concerts than anybody there. I think this song was number one on this day, right?
It was, David. It was.
We have Chris Kane here.
Well, the reason I played that Jackson 5 song was why. And I have a
because it's
more.
Jackie Jackson's birthday today. Boom. It's what we do, Chris. We read each other's minds.
I thought it would be because Michael was released.
Have you seen that, by
I
the
haven't.
Way?
My mom saw it. She said it was excellent.
Everybody said that,
she
yeah.
Said, she was like, I'd go see it again.
I'm stunned that it's that good.
Now, which one? Is Tito the only one dead other than Michael of the five? Of the main five, didn't he just die?
I don't know.
I hope he's down the line. If he's listening, I apologize. I think Tito.
Do you want to thank Trader Bills for sponsoring Chris as well as Delta Solar?
Yes, absolutely. Trader Bills, great, beautiful weekend we had this past.
Oh my gosh,
the
weather the last two weekends. Oh my gosh,
perfect.
And I was wondering, you know, you're in the solar business.
Yes. So these are good weekends.
Are you guys real competitive? Like, are you competitors? Do you hate each other?
No. Actually, in our world, in the commercial world, it's competitive, but it's not. We don't
sure?
have a lot of animosity.
You just saying that?
It's competitive.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think it's a healthy competition.
Healthy.
Unlike you guys, I mean, there's no other sports station in this
Dang
city.
Straight.
You know, you don't have to compete with sports stations around here.
Well, we don't do a lot of sports.
All right.
Mike, coming back now, we'll give him his proper opening. Yeah. But we do have, we'll go ahead and play a little bit
of
it.
Wow. We have a new song, a Roger Scott song.
Got to get it in, get it out.
Wow. Whoa.
So, listen, here
Whoa.
It is. It's a minute and a half,
extended
so
version.
You're going to hear a little bit of it, and then for the rest of it, you'll have to go to a paywall later on.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Get your morning started right.
All right, so we found the hockey call, which is crazy.
Friday night is when it happened.
So we've got that call, which is great. We've got the horse racing call, which is great. And we've got two. Have we heard Phil's yet? We haven't heard the baseball call for Phil for the game.
Yeah, I've only heard the TV broadcast.
Sunday. My dear friend says, good morning. I love you. I think when you tap your foot, it moves your whole body. It looks like you're having a tremor. Roger makes fun of me when I shake sometimes.
I don't make fun of you. I just point out to you that I see it. And
Jessica does too.
Well, then no. All we do is take advantage of it. But I give you, I always give
you. You do it all the time.
No. I just give you a bottle of ketchup if I'm using it. Hey, hold this a second. Oh, horrible. I mean, horrible. It's water-based. You know, I love you. Listen, it's
you know
there.
What?
Now, you're shaking the legs the other night.
I just got through watching 8 hours
yeah, the
of
shaking,
the Holocaust
yes,
last night.
And you've had no sleep, and you're all over the place like that. So don't get me wrong. You think that's crazy. Watch him go. The one thing, every time he has to turn in his vehicle, and this is no joke, every time he has to turn in his vehicle to get another one, at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. It's not because he's crossed that 3,000-mile marker. It's because the steering wheel has been dented by the way he beats on it to stay awake. And let me tell you this, it works. It works. David, go ahead, Chris.
Well, and I was just going to say, you know, some people get self-conscious when people point things out about them, right?
Yeah.
They stop, like, all
I'm
of a sudden.
Guy. I'm
right,
guy.
I am, too.
I'm
if someone guy. Points something out, it's like, yeah. Hey, you know, you keep scratching your behind your ear right there.
Yeah.
I'm stopping.
Yeah.
Basil's like, nope, still shaking. He doesn't care. He's pushing
well,
right through. He's like,
yeah.
Nope, not, don't care at all. Yeah, point out whatever you want.
Elvis had shaky legs.
He sure did. Made him a lot of money.
Yeah, there we go.
Of course, he outlived it. David, this song brought to you by.
Oh, here we go.
You ready? This is it. This is it.
This is going to be it. We'll put it out later.
Cannot wait.
Just bear with it. It's 4:45 in the morning, 5 o'clock. you know, when I'm starting to scream this out, I actually
recorded this morning.
Yes, this morning. Had to write it yesterday when I get a message from our leader and says, "I know verbatim." Let's see what it was, just for the heck of it. Which is
yeah,
fine.
I was not. Yeah,
because had you not done it, I wouldn't have done
actually
it.
That's you know what
I'm sure you're at 3 o'clock, and I hadn't get started. I mean, I still had some pruning to do and everything. I'm sure you're prepared to sing Cherie Laveau tomorrow to ML song. And I went, well, fill me in. What the hell?
How did you say it? What did you say?
Fill me in, Broseph. You know? That was at 3 o'clock, and at 3:01 I went, oh, gotcha. Yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah.
I was talking about, I was just going to have him play Cherie Laveau and just say the name over the. That's what I meant. But Roger goes, no, I'm a professional.
I didn't expect that.
I'm bringing you the big daddy.
Sing it if you know it.
Oh, but it's such a cool song anyway.
It is. Sing it if you know it, Christian.
Way out in Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lived a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot coat named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right, another favorite done gone. Golden Temple logged near last in the field, while bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the rose, singing, yee-haw! Another favorite done gone.
Bear with a little bit more, we'll get it out of the way.
She lives down back where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history.
Oh, nice.
Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Temple horse here got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're calling, no, crap, another favorite done gone.
There it is. There it is.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
There it is.
Christian, we'll need to get that out today, and we'll do it with a...
There it is.
Cool,
it's done.
Cool picture of Cherie and the horse.
Yes.
And you know these things, they have a life to their to themselves. You know, the last time he did that was American Pharoah.
Yeah.
And that was
we all know what happened.
That
then.
Thing took off.
We do. We called the hogs, Mr. President, in Times Square.
Yeah. American Pharoah, one of the greatest, fastest, not slow. We call him the fastest horse, maybe of all time. It won the Arkansas Derby too. Little known race down in Hot Springs. We love Hot Springs.
Did you see Kelly Bass getting after Wally? So Wally, apparently, Kelly Bass took a shot at Wally Hall.
For what?
Because Wally, he writes, the fastest 2 minutes in racing. It's supposed to be the most exciting 2 minutes in racing. You can't have, Kelly's saying you can't have a faster, 2 minutes is 2 minutes. Oh. But Wally has always, he said, Wally's always had that wrong and continued to do it.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
That's what he was saying. Yeah, I didn't either. Because I think that there's another one, there's another time. What is the other one that says it's the most exciting? Maybe that's it. I thought there was one.
Well, the fastest, two minutes in sports.
Well, the most exciting 2 minutes. The fastest. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh,
the
time is time.
Time is time.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't make it faster than two minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes can't be accelerated.
Oh, I get you. Okay,
Kelly's saying so. Nobody will check Wally. Nobody.
Well, you know what? I didn't catch it.
I know.
And I'm not. Wally Hall.
Yeah.
Can say what he wants.
Hey, I would have endorsed that line. Hey, let me. Hey, Chris, you're right. Roger Scott,
Listen,
the people in Oakland, Wayne heard that. That may be the new. That may be played throughout the halls of.
AI's got nothing on Roger Scott.
Hey, Rick Springfield,
you are incredible.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
7 o'clock. Don't go away.